Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of my Blog Talk Radio listeners. Yes, 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 I am back. You know, it takes a mighty special person to get me off a sabbatical from writing my book for me to start my show again. But we are back with a totally different format, a totally different focus. This is Carolyn A. Brett coming from CaregiverStory.com across all ages. But now we are Unification TV. That's who we are. And I have to share with you the person that that was able to get me back right on track on the air. Wherever you are, if you're in London or the U.S., feel free to call us. This is going to be a 30-minute show every Sunday to let you know that we care about you, everything that you want to know about health, wellness, fitness, and also to unify. That's what it's all about, and I'm grateful for a gentleman by the name of Rudy King. Rudy King is from Switzerland, and he has been keeping my car named Betty, and Betty has been in my life for 22 years. And I can't get Betty back, but Rudy called me one day on the phone and said, Carolyn, there's somebody that you have to meet. And by Rudy keeping my baby, Betty, for two years almost, I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to meet this person by the name of Sabrina Barnett. And when I first spoke with Sabrina on the telephone, the first thing I thought was, wow, what an engaging personality she has. But when I met her talking about a life-changing experience, and those of you who've known me on my show for 8 years, you know for me to go back on the air, it took a mighty special person. But let me give you a little background about Sabrina. Sabrina is a former supermodel. She is a mother of two. She's an inspirational designer, polo player, songwriter. Sabrina Barnett was born in Haiti and of European and native Taino ancestry. With over 20 years of intensive course in meditation, Sabrina has created a program which will help set a blueprint to spark creativity and your spiritual awareness. Now, that's what she did with me. Because I'm almost finished with the book that I started 10 years ago, but after meeting Sabrina, the manuscript's almost complete, and my proposal is almost complete. And I have only known Sabrina not even a month yet, but she sparked that. Sabrina has traveled the world extensively. Now Sabrina shares the wisdom learned from the sages of India and the indigenous medicine healers of the rainforest. Develop the tools needed, which will help you reclaim your inner peace, regain your power, and master, and I'm going to repeat this, master self-love for a more rewarding life to heal your soul. So apparently something was missing because I kept dragging my feet and I couldn't finish my manuscript. And Harlequin Books kept saying, Carolyn, when are you going to give us your manuscript? And I kept dragging. But meeting this lady and all of you, yes, she's pretty, but her soul, the inside of Sabrina, sparks something within someone to get the job done. And for my friend that's in New Jersey right now, I see her, she's on the phone and she's been traveling all day. But she, too, wanted to speak to Sabrina. But, Sabrina, how are you? She's my new partner in Unification TV and podcast. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi. Hi, everybody out there. And, Carolyn, thank you so much. I really honor the fact that you – I'm humbled to hear you speak about me. And I honor the fact that you are an inspiration for me. And I think the important thing is – we are both accomplished women, and I would like to just let people know a little bit about your accomplishments because my audience is not maybe as aware as your audience is of some of the things you've done. And so when Rudy, my car mechanic and your car mechanic, introduced us, he basically said, Sabrina, this is a woman that you have to meet. And I was away being 9 months in seclusion in Missouri, meditating and really getting to dive deep with inside myself. And I come back to Florida, which is where a lot of my family lives. And I had a little bit of a car issue. So when I met Rudy, I said, Rudy, this is what I'm doing. I went away for 9 months and I started really diving deep within and getting so many answers to questions that I didn't have the answers to prior to going. And he said, Sabrina, you have to meet Carolyn. You have to meet Carolyn. And he calls you Caroline, which is so endearing. And he said, you know, I said, well, tell me about this woman because you're so passionate. Let me know a little bit about her. He said, well, she's an award-winning best-selling author. And I said, award-winning best-selling author, that's pretty amazing. And I said, well, what has she done? Well, she's done at least 6 books. Turns out you're going on your 7th book. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Is this your 7th book that you're doing? But more importantly, I said, well, okay, well, what kind of author is she that is you're so passionate about us getting together? Oh, she's in the Library of Congress, and she's the University of Johns Hopkins and public libraries nationally and internationally. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is a really accomplished woman. But the most important thing is when I met you, you said to me, you know what, Sabrina? People actually said to me that you couldn't do it. And that's really what I want our viewers to know, is when somebody tells you you can't do something, own the fact that you can. You just have to believe in yourself enough. And there's so many people out there that you are a walking embodiment of inspiration. And that is what this show is all about. You've collaborated with experts. When I found out about professionals with you've changing laws with attorneys and doctors, and you created DVDs. I mean, these are things that if you don't believe you can do it, you won't do it. Okay, that you can't do it. Well, then guess what? That's their interpretation based on where they're at in their lives. And I'm not knocking them because I'm sure they're amazing people. We just have to bring them on board and have them come to our Sunday gatherings here where we are a space and a place of inspiration. Without religion,
I love
without
it.
Being a cult,
I love that. It's been,
you know,
yes.
Just a place of being a health and a wellness portal. And Carolyn, I just want to say that just for the audience that, again, that doesn't know as much about you as I've come to know in the last past month, you won a bodybuilding for fitness for women over 60. I mean, if that's not a complete inspiration for people, you know, a lot of times as we get older, we think, oh, my body's getting weaker. I don't have the strength to do this or I don't have the strength to do that. Well, this is a portal. This is a channel, the Unification TV. Allow yourself the gift for a half hour every Sunday night to come to us. We are going to have so many amazing people on board, from nutritionists to doctors to naturopaths to Asian medicine men and women, from Chinese medicine to Native Americans and shamans. And I mean, I am so excited to be a part of this and to work with you and to have you ask me to collaborate with you on this project. I'm at a loss for words.
Because you know what? It's powerful.
Really,
you know what?
It's just
powerful.
Such a beautiful thing.
Well, you
yes,
know, another thing,
really
Sabrina,
is.
That I find that's powerful, when two, and I'm not ashamed to say this, my father used to say, if you have on a pair of shoes and if they're black, don't be afraid to say, I have a pair of black shoes on. What I want to say is I'm proud to connect with another beautiful woman that's physically beautiful and mentally beautiful and spiritually beautiful. That right there is so powerful to me, because there's so many people that feel like, if they're the me factor, it's me this, me that, me. And the one thing that I believe that you and I will be able to demonstrate is that two beautiful women from two different walks of life can come together. And you've been all over the world. I mean, the rainforest. And one day I want to just interview you about the rainforest because of all of the healing properties. It just feels really, really, really good to collaborate with beauty and fitness. And speaking of fitness, I'm going to put Sandy. Do you mind? Sandy wants to ask you a question. This is Sandy from New Jersey. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Oh, I guess she can't hear us. But she'll get back on because I see her line is on. But, you know, Sandy is a person. I've never met Sandy. I met Sandy on Facebook 5 years ago when she sent me a DVD. And normally I don't open things up when people send me things. But this one was a little bit different. It said, it's not over until you win. It was something that Will Smith had put together in regards to encouragement. He talked about on that DVD that there's ups and downs in life. Some things, sometimes you'll fall, but you got to wipe your knees off and get up and keep moving. It's not over until you win. So with Sandy, I've never seen Sandy, but I got to tell you, I've gone through a lot of things in life, and Sandy has been basically a life coach to me, saying, Carolyn, you got to get up, get out, and keep moving. So that's how I've gotten a lot of my books accomplished, because there's always someone that's going to tell you to get up, get out, keep moving. And Sabrina, wouldn't you agree we're going to be able to tell people to get up, get out, and keep moving?
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing this, because we are living in a society right now that can be very toxic. You know, there's a lot of envy, there's a lot of jealousy, there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of stress, and people need a place to come for encouragement, an uplifting space, a place where you can generate a space of not only a healing with the words, but to the people that are listening to us, that are dedicating a part of their lives, a half hour of their lives, we want you to know that this is an ultimate place for healing. We're going to have people that have so much wisdom about health, natural ways to generate a beautiful space in your life where you can just say, wow, I'm so glad I did this. It's almost like a meditation, but a feel-good place. And for goodness sakes, how many times do we say, oh, I just want a place, and I just want to be with people that make me feel good. I want to feel uplifted because I'm feeling really stressed, or I'm feeling really humiliated or frustrated. Well, this is a place that we're going to have people, not only with the two of us, but we've come together and unified in a way where I'm so grateful to have such a powerful, such an intelligent, such a beautiful woman from the inside out want to join and want to collaborate and not compete and say, oh, what does she think she has? And no, those days are gone.
Right.
This is not, if you know, really, right? I mean, we talk about this in the month that we've known each other. We want to be an inspiration to show people that you can work with another person and you can feel that there's space. You know, the light shines and the light moves, and feel good about yourself. This is a space and a place that if you stay with us, we are going to take you on such a ride. I tell you, a half hour every Sunday. And if you're in London right now, because we are national and international, wherever you are, I ask of you to do yourself a favor and join us. Join our movement of just a feel-good movement. Because we're here to unify. Like I said, it's not religion and it's not a cult. It's just a space for us to just grow together, because the world is hurting. And wouldn't you say that that's what we need?
We know what we needed, and we talked earlier about people are tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. So this is a place where they could leave their sickness at home and come here and feel good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, who's ever on the line, I see that my cube is lighting up. If you have a question for myself or a question for Sabrina, please click the number 1 or the pound sign so I know that you have a question. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to bring you in unless I know that you want to get in. Sandy, if you're there, please press the pound sign so I know that you have a question. So, Sabrina, one other question. I know that you have been doing spiritual healing. Could you just share with us, all of us, what does that actually mean?
So,
and spiritual awaken.
Right. So spiritual, sometimes people tend to back away from it because they're like, oh, you know, it's weird. It's weird. It's actually not weird at all. We are all vibrating. The universe is vibrating, and there are frequencies that we vibrate. And so it's just very simple. It's not complicated. And I want to invite people to understand that you are vibrating at a certain calibration, at a certain frequency. So growing inside your spirituality is understanding that it's really simple. We tend to complicate things, and when we complicate things, then maybe fear comes in, or doubt comes in, or chaos comes in. None of that exists in spirituality. It's diving within and understanding that inside is truly, truly where all your answers live, breathe, and come from. And it's just finding a place inside yourself, gifting, right? An awareness where you can say, you know, I'm gonna do this for myself, and really make it I don't want to use the word religion, but make it a space where you honor that time for yourself.
Yes.
Whether you have candles burning, like right now candles are burning, and I'm really embracing the fact that we are creating a space. This is our first show, and we're creating a space where people can come to gather their inner wisdom, to grow bigger, better, brighter, right?
Yes, right.
So for me, that's
really
Sabrina,
we have someone that wants to ask you a question. Now I'm going to bring her in. Sandy, are you unmuted? Okay, Sandy.
Unmuted.
Oh my goodness!
Good
Sandy.
Evening.
Okay.
She's here. Hi, Sandy.
Hi there. I was here before. I had my phone muted. I didn't unmute on time. I just want to say good evening and thank you to you two wonderful women for doing what the world needs, and that is joining together and sending out to the world a positive message that as powerful and successful as you both are individually, how much more you can be when you join together and help give out to the world that being unified with someone else is a good thing.
That's right.
It's something so that we can now, as normal human beings, as we go through our lives, stop looking at the other person as like you said, as someone that's trying to take something from us and those type things. It's an incredible example that you ladies are showing, and I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. I want to say congratulations to you both, and I'm looking forward to every show that, you know, so that you can use that platform that you both have to send out to the world that it's okay for us to, you know, to be supportive to one another, encourage one another, and just simply say that, you know, I only want the best for you. And by teaching things about...
Yes, we thank you very much. We really thank you.
So, Sandy,
it's so important,
and
teaching about meditation.
Well, I want to ask you a question. I know that you deal with a lot of women throughout the United States yourself. Sandy, she has a couple of careers, but the one that I'm going to talk with now is that of helping children and women. She's really, really the leader in that field, and thank you so much. But, Sandy, what's your opinion on to get more women on a show like this, on a platform? Do you have any recommendations for Sabrina and I? And I thank you for calling in all the way from New Jersey.
Yes.
What I think is something along the lines of what Sabrina was saying is that I think we all are looking for a way to improve our lives. It's just that we don't know how, and we don't know the starting point. We think there's one particular way when in fact there's just so many ways, and it's so important that we meet people where they are. And like you said something earlier about you have candles burning. People don't understand how important it is to clear your space and have, you know, aromas that calm you, that improve your thought process. There's so many things that that, as you know, as you guys go through, you're going to teach people, and people are going to go out and do what you say. They're going to go get those candles. They're going to get that diffuser. They're going to do those things, and they're going to watch it. They're going to see their lives improve. So I think it's just what I just think is so important is that you just give us tips. Give us all kinds of tips.
Okay.
And you'll see that.
Yes.
We're gonna do them, and we'll call you in. We'll call you back, and you say, you know what? I did what you said, and you know what? You were right. And
right.
That's
well, Sandy,
I just think
you could
any
vouch,
of the tips
you
that
you
give
for
us.
This. Well, Sandy, you know
yes.
that I've been in hibernation with this radio show. And you, because you asked me,
yes.
Carolyn, can you do a show, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, no, Sandy, I'm not doing a show until January. Am I correct on that?
You're 100%
Sabrina,
correct. Those are your words.
Sabrina was able to not only, you know, she never asked me to do a show. It just came up in a conversation about a podcast, and I thought, oh, I already have that going on. But most importantly, Sandy, you've known me for some years. I've been working on one manuscript for 10 years. Meeting Sabrina, after 5 minutes, I went home and I got the manuscript almost complete. And then now I'm starting on the proposal, which will be complete this week. That's a 10-year process, but meeting Sabrina makes me want to go to my next. Because you know I've been wanting to get into the health and wellness and creating the Wellness Institute.
Yeah.
But Sabrina has
yeah.
sparked that creativity in me to want to get to my next.
You.
So thank you, Sabrina. Thank you.
You're
you got
very
Sandy,
welcome. That is a 100% accurate story.
Way.
It is absolutely accurate.
Wow.
Our
well,
last
that
conversation
is awesome.
Was...
And that is really the key, Sandy, is exactly that, is sharing. This is a platform for us to mm-hmm. share, because everybody needs a spark. You know, there's a song that you can't what is that? You can't make a fire. You got to start a fire with a spark. You really need somebody in your corner. And sometimes we don't have it. There's more people living alone than ever before. And I don't necessarily say they're lonely, but there are some people that are lonely out there. Come to us. For a half hour, we will hopefully help uplift you to create that spark, to open your minds, to open your heart, so you can achieve your highest potential. Because really, a lot of times, people pay a lot of money to go to life coaches and therapists, and please continue to go to those amazing people. We will just be an add-on, an addition, a how-to, a why. Call in. We want to hear from your heart. We want to hear what you have to say so that you can uplift other people as well. And that's the key. We're working on a community of unification to help uplift humankind.
Well, guess what, ladies? We only have about 5 minutes left and the show is over. Sandy, we've decided to only do a 30-minute show, and I don't know if that's a mistake, but what can I say? We're almost finished at our 30 minutes, and we're going to be on time tonight. Sandy or Sabrina, what else would you like to share in the few minutes we have left on the show?
Sandy, would you like to say something?
I would just like to say again, congratulations and thank you. Very simple. We need
thank
what
you
what you guys are going to bring to us. I thank you from the deepest places in my heart. Thank you.
Well, you're so
and
welcome.
Sandy,
honored to be able
and thank you.
Do this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
And thank you
yep.
for calling in, and thank you for being my life coach forever and keeping me on the straight and narrow for it. I know that I was probably a little heavy there at times, and you had to get your mother to help me, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We all need a little help every now and then.
Absolutely.
We all need a little help from some friends, you know. We want to be your cyber friends. That's what we want to be, right, Carolyn?
Absolutely. So, Sabrina, can you tell everybody what they could expect next week, please? And thank you, Sandy.
Sure.
I'm going to mute you again. Mute you. So,
thanks,
could you
Sandy.
Share with everyone what is our show going to be like? Oh, I just muted
sure.
her. Okay, Sandy, she just said
just,
thank you. So,
I just want to say to Sandy, because I know she's probably hearing us, even though she's muted right now, that brilliant people like her is exactly who we want. And everybody's brilliant. We just have to bring that out, kind of like a raw diamond. That's what this show is going to be all about, is creating a diamond And some people are a diamond in the rough, and some people, but we all have that beauty. And you know what creates a diamond, right? We all go through all of the stuff that we have to go through. So this show is really having interviews from brilliant people like Sandy. We're going to have nutritionists. We're going to have, you know, all kinds of amazing doctors and specialists in their field to do tips on how to let go of anger. Actually, you know what? Carolyn, would you mind if we were to ask our audience, because we have such little time left, but what about if we give them a choice and we want to enroll our audience into two ideas that I have for a show, and Carolyn and I, we talked about this, and so is it all right with you, Carolyn, if we just go ahead and ask our audience to decide which one of the two for next Sunday?
Yes, and also if you have a question, if you want to participate, you're going to have to press the pound sign so I know that you want to talk. Sandy, I've unmuted you. If you like to say something else, you're unmuted. Okay, she must have muted herself.
Okay.
No one's raising their hand, Sabrina.
We've got two ideas for next week's show, and I'd like to ask the audience, you know, whether they can go to our email is love@unificationtv.com. That's love@unificationtv.com. And the second week of our show, two tips. One would be how to heal anger and feeling more peaceful from within. We can get you tips on how to and why. Letting go of being so reactive to situations where maybe afterwards you start to say, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Well, instead of saying woulda, coulda, shoulda, we want to give you some potential tools to get you more at peace. So that could be one topic for next week's show, or tips on maximizing your immune system with the power of lemons and apples and pineapples. So here are two different ideas for next week's show, and we'd love to hear from you guys and find out where you'd like to go from here, because it's all about unifying and generating wisdom and seeking truth. So I'm so thankful. I know this show is coming to an end, but Carolyn, I'm honored and blessed, and just words cheapen how happy I am right now to help collaborate with you to bring a beautiful group of people together from around the world. So thank you, everybody out there.
Thank you, and thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, who's ever listening to this show. We will be on the air every Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern. We will have action-packed 30 minutes for you. We're not going to go past 30 minutes because we want to respect everyone's time, but we will be putting out a blog or a post with those two questions that Sabrina asked, and we will have our show ready for you next week. So until next week we're going to have some music on too. We're still just, you know, working the details
the
out
kinks
with this show, but I just thank the kinks. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for being part of the Unification Television and Podcast. Woohoo! Thank
Woo-hoo!
You so much.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Sabrina, we'll see you next
yes,
week.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, goodbye,
you
everyone,
got it.
From UnificationTV.com.
Bye-bye. Bye.